Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, joined by Julie Beasley. Now, Julie, spring break happened. It rained quite a bit here over the last week. You had big plans of golfing and doing some caving. What did you get accomplished?
Yeah, not much. Except for spring break plans and having a staycation. It was tough to do much outdoors with all of the rain that we had. I know Friday has been a nice day so far, but no caving so far. We did a lot of things more at home, watching movies and kind of hanging out. How about you?
Pretty much just staying indoors. You know, I did go bowling. I did take my daughter bowling. We bowled and that was a fun time. We got there right as the classic lanes opened up around noon. There were a handful of other folks in there doing their thing. I'm not much of a bowler.
I'm not much of a bowler either. It's fun every once in a while, but we actually went over to Western Skateland as well this week. So a few of us came home with some bruises, but some of those things we used to do as kids.
Meaning the adults. Meaning the adults came home with bruises, right? Yeah. Now I know you also got out for dinner because I ran into you during your dinner date downtown Bloomington. Did you have a good meal?
We did. Yeah, we don't get to bump into each other outside of seeing each other via Zoom very often. So yeah, we got out for a date night. So our babysitter was able to stay with the kids for a few extra hours.
Yeah, I actually got out and had dinner that evening as well. I've not done too much of that lately, but, you know, things are starting to look a little brighter here, and that is good news. Hopefully the restaurants are all feeling a sense of relief. We're not out of the woods yet, but we are on the right track, thankfully. Now, this St. Patrick's Day didn't feel like much of a St. Patrick's Day celebration, but one good thing that is happening here in March, of course, March Madness had an absence last year, but we are back in the swing of it. And it's happening all right here in the state of Indiana. The Indiana University men's team did not qualify this year, unfortunately, especially considering it's right here at home. But the Indiana women's team did qualify, and they are a fourth seed, and they will be playing their first game against VCU on Monday afternoon. You can catch that on ESPNU, and I believe the starting time is 2 p.m. All right, today is the 19th of March. Let's take a look back at this week in history. On March 15th, in the year 44 BC, of course, that was the Ides of March, the famous Ides of March. That was the assassination day of Julius Caesar. On the 16th of March, in 1802, the Army Corps of Engineers was established to found and operate the United States Military Academy at West Point. On the 17th of March, in 1969, Golda Meir became the very first female prime minister of Israel. And on the 18th of March, in 1766, the British Parliament repealed the Stamp Act. And of course, the Stamp Act was one of those factors that caused the American Revolution. And on the 19th of March, in the year 1918, the United States Congress established time zones and approved daylight savings time. Now, I'm not going to be very popular for saying this, Julie, but I love daylight savings time. And I kind of feel that I'm a goodwill ambassador of daylight savings time. I moved to Indiana within a week or so of daylight savings time coming here. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail now because a lot of folks don't like it for some reason.
I don't mind it in the fall, but absolutely hate it in the spring. Growing up, my mom worked in two different time zones, so it made our life pretty crazy living in Indiana, and she worked in Kentucky. So yeah, you might get some hate mail for that.
Well, that's quite all right. Our celebrity birthday, turning 66 today, none other than Bruce Willis. Of course, he is probably most famous for being an action hero, Die Hard, all the Die Hard series. Mm-hmm. But before that, he got his television start on Moonlighting, I believe. Of course, that was the Blue Moon Investigation team with him and Cybill Shepherd. And I want to say that he was a Broadway star back in the 70s, where he was a song and dance man. I'm not 100% positive about that, but I'm sure when folks are sending me hate mail, they can also inform me on the history of Bruce Willis.
And maybe better well known as well for having been married to Demi Moore as well. I think that's how the correlation that I know the most as well. They had several children together as well. Rumor Willis, I think, is acting, I think, now as well.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but happy 66th birthday to Bruce Willis. And today on the show, we welcome McKinley Minifield, owner of The Sinkhole, and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. That's American Senior Benefits of Bloomington online at asbofindiana.com. And also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. You can find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
Jacqueline Riggins is currently wanted by the Vigo County Sheriff's Department for firing shots at Planet Fitness in Terre Haute earlier this month. The charges include kidnapping, intimidation, and criminal recklessness. Riggins is alleged to have pointed a handgun at a man in the parking lot of that Planet Fitness and then firing a shot. If you know of Riggins's whereabouts, please contact local law enforcement.
58-year-old Philip Butch Deckard has been found guilty on 4 of the 5 charges in Lawrence County Superior Court 2 yesterday afternoon. He was acquitted of murdering his girlfriend, Charlene Silvers, in August of last year, but was found guilty on felony charges of aggravated battery with a substantial risk of death, reckless homicide, involuntary manslaughter, and domestic battery by means of a deadly weapon. Deckard will be sentenced on April 9th.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of Indiana University in an appeal of a class action lawsuit filed by students who lived in dorms where mold was found. The court sent the case back to Monroe County Circuit Court for further action. In 2018, 7 plaintiffs sued the university, claiming it didn't do enough to remove mold found in the Foster and McNutt dorms. Neither residence hall was used during the 2019-20 school years while renovations were made. Judge Jerry Crone ruled that the university properly compensated the students affected by the mold when it credited the bursar accounts of more than 2,400 students for a total of $7.3 million. The Indiana Tort Claims Act caps compensation at $5 million.
A $200 reward has been offered for information leading to an arrest in the killing of a bald eagle in southern Vigo County in Indiana. Conservation officers were contacted and determined that a juvenile eagle was killed from a gunshot to the breast area last week. The reward is being offered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Indiana Turn-in a Poacher, or TIP, to anyone with information leading to the conviction of the responsible party. Anyone with information on the responsible party is asked to contact law enforcement.
March Madness is underway as the men's tournament has already begun and the women's games start this Sunday. The Lady Hoosiers have earned an at-large berth to the 2021 NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament as the number 4 seed in the Mercado region. Indiana will face number 13 seed Virginia Commonwealth University, the winners of the Atlantic 10 Championship, on Monday, March 22nd at 2 p.m. on ESPNU. And for the first time, the entire NCAA tournament and practices take place in Indiana. And this year's Big Dance is also powered entirely on renewable energy. Officials with IUPUI's Office of Sustainability say they found a way to reach carbon neutrality for 7 venues by buying renewable energy from wind farms in the Midwest. Keep Indianapolis Beautiful will also plant 68 trees at parks near Butler University on Thursday in honor of the 68 teams in attendance.
Officials with the Indiana Restaurant and Lodging Association say hotels and restaurants are slowly recovering a year after the onset of the pandemic. It's estimated hotels across Indiana lost 45% in total sales last year. Hoosier restaurants also faced losses and are still below pre-pandemic levels. Patrick Tam, president and CEO of the Indiana Restaurant and Lodging Association, said Indiana is currently the top state in the Midwest in sales and revenue. Tam said, with March Madness and other events, Indianapolis convention hotels need workers at a time when many in the country do not.
And the city of Bloomington will again create pedestrian-only spaces on three blocks of Kirkwood Avenue beginning the 25th of March and running through June 30th. This timeline may be modified due to the status of the state of emergency and or COVID-related health department guidelines should the need arise. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break. You're listening to the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com.
Was weaker than me, and still you're walking away. Can't find a reason to stay, and I'm standing waiting at your back door for you. I'm smarter than her. I can write you a love song or something better along the way. Give me just one more day.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Julie Beasley here along with Skip Daly, and our community update is brought to us each week by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You'll love their famous pizzas, steaks, and catfish. They are open for takeout, and you can find them online at portholeinn.com or on their Facebook page. The Monroe County Domestic Violence Coalition will host a virtual spring conference on April 8th and April 9th, and that will take place from 9:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. The conference, Ending Violence Together, Addressing Key Needs Described by Survivors, will feature a keynote address by Colleen Yeagle, Coordinator of Prevention Initiatives, Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and it's featuring presenters from around the state. The conference will also offer workshops on survivor support, community safety, housing support for survivors, inclusive service delivery, influencing policy and legislation, appending bias, practicing interventions to support survivors with brain injuries, and much more. And that is on April 8th and April 9th.
Well, Julie, special treat today. We have with us for the first time McKinley Minifield. He is the owner of The Sinkhole, a tap room over on the south side of Bloomington. McKinley, how are you today?
I'm excellent, Skip. Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, we appreciate you being here. First things first, why don't you get a little bit more acquainted with our audience here and let them know exactly how you got involved in the beer industry?
You know, it's been a long time coming. I fell in love with beer before I was probably legally allowed to drink it, let's be honest. An earlier age, I always had an affinity towards craft beer in particular, and started homebrewing when I was about 19 years old and trying to make beer that I thought was good enough to drink. And that led me down the rabbit hole into spending the better part of 10 years working professionally in the craft beer industry, mostly for breweries around Indiana and around the country. And I gave up that illustrious career in early 2020 to open a craft beer bar called The Sinkhole here in Bloomington. And here we are.
Well, here we are indeed. We're going to get a little into The Sinkhole, but were you successful in making any beers that were palatable?
Yeah, I never actually had to throw away a beer that I brewed. I did a lot of research. I read a lot of books. I followed some of the greats in brewing and followed in their footsteps. And I started with what they call an all grain brewing process. So I skipped some of the introductory brewing processes and went straight into kind of the harder bits from day one and just kind of kept that going. At one point I lived in Asheville, North Carolina, which is kind of like Beer City, USA. And I was making so much beer in my garage that I'd have to go to the bars on Fridays and Saturday nights and recruit people to come home and help me drink it. I'd have vessels that I needed empty for the next day's batch to be ready to put into. So yeah, it was always relatively successful. And, you know, I kind of got my start in kind of the craft beer scene at Quaff On. At the time, it was just called Big Woods Brewing Company there in Nashville, Indiana. And that kind of got my feet wet into the commercial side of brewing. And then I went on to a few breweries in Indianapolis in that region and worked for them in sales and kind of got into some of the production side there as well, which led me on to working for 450 North Brewing Company out of Columbus, Indiana. I started there as a sales rep and ended up as the national director of sales and development. So I got to travel the country and meet with some really awesome breweries across the nation and do really neat events and things like that. So that kind of got me more on the forefront of the brewing community and the brewing scene across the nation, which helps kind of solidify what I'm doing at the Sinkhole by allowing me contacts with people to help bring in some really unique and interesting beers to Indiana.
All right. That brings us to the Sinkhole. What is the Sinkhole? Where is the Sinkhole? And really, what is it that you enjoy about now being the owner of a taproom here coming from your deep background in the beer industry?
Well, let's be honest, it's a pretty tough business. And the parts I enjoy most are sitting at the bar drinking beer with my friends, right? That's why we're all here. It's a great little craft beer spot. We're on the south side of town, as you mentioned, at the top of this segment. We are in Winslow Plaza. So if folks are familiar with Bloomington, we're right next to Aver South here on the south side of town off of Winslow Road. We seat about 30 people inside and about 40 or 50 people outside. We've got a nice patio, some umbrellas and some good summertime fun going on out there. And what we do is my goal is always to bring in the most fun, unique and interesting beers from across the nation. So I work really closely with a few distribution partners that I have here in the state. They're also like-minded and wanting to bring in really high quality, really excellent beers. And then I work through those folks as well to bring in unique beers that have never seen Indiana before. So here in April, we're looking forward to launching a brand new brewery statewide in Indiana called Lil Beaver. They're out of Illinois. And they'll be coming and bringing amazing sour stouts and IPAs to Indiana for the first time. So we'll launch that here at the Sinkhole.
So you've mentioned that you've traveled basically the state of Indiana. You've traveled the country working at many different breweries, working on both the production side and the sales side. And you opened the Sinkhole right at the beginning of a global pandemic, something that none of us have ever experienced before. Can you talk through what that has been like from owning a business from that perspective and then also a personal perspective and how that's affected you?
Wait a minute. You said there's a pandemic?
Newsflash.
Yeah, right. I opened the doors to the Sinkhole March 3rd of 2020. And at that time, I knew that this coronavirus thing existed, right? I knew that it was a big deal in China. And I knew that it was a thing that was affecting a lot of people in the nation. But I think I, like most other Americans, was completely naive to the fact that we were at a pretty extreme risk, this pandemic sweeping our nation. You know, one of the things that you tend to not put into a business plan is some sort of pandemic clause, right? I mean, I never expected to have to think on my feet like I have. And I have an amazing team here at the Sinkhole. My bar manager, Mike Brooks, has done just a great job and really stuck with me throughout this entire thing so far. So it was 2 weeks of the day that we had to shut down the bar for bar service. So very quickly, we just changed the business model. We started doing barbecue. We became about a week into the pandemic, we became a full-blown barbecue restaurant. So we changed gears and stopped focusing on bar service and turned into an outlet to feed the community. So I pulled in my pull-behind smoker, and we were doing whole smoked chickens and pulled pork and all the fixings. And we offered for free to the community, anybody who reached out that needed a meal for themselves or for their families, could come in and we'd prepare that meal for them free of charge. So that was a long time of not making money, but being able to work in a role of supporting the community. And I felt that was essential. You know, I saw so many of my friends and loved ones in the foods, in the service industry in general, just overnight completely lose their jobs. And anybody that knows anything about the food service industry and those workers know that most of us rely on our paychecks every day or every week to get the bills paid and put groceries on the table. And when that is gone, you know, we don't have a lot of savings in general. So I saw that need to help folks. The food service operation that we were doing, we were donating 100% of proceeds in food to the local homeless shelter as well. So we were sending about 150 meals per week to the local homeless shelter as well. And we trudged on through that until we were able to reopen for some limited but in-person bar service. And that's kind of where we've been ever since.
All right. Well, that's a segue we're going to take right into our break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what has been going on with the sinkhole since capacity has started to build a little bit and what you have planned for the future. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. And we were back with McKinley Minifield, owner of the Sinkhole on the south side of Bloomington. Now, McKinley, before we popped into a commercial break, we were talking a little bit about the last year opening about 2 weeks before restaurants closed at the beginning of the pandemic. As restrictions are easing a bit for restaurants and for bars at this time, what does it look like on a day-to-day basis?
You know, to be honest, it's hectic and a little bit scary. We're really optimistic that 2021 holds some more openings, some more liberties, and some more normalcy. And as the weather breaks, you know, we're seeing a lot more folks coming in, hanging out outside, drinking a beer, stopping in after their run, that sort of thing. But it's looking good. You know, like I mentioned, it's been tough navigating the ever-changing rules and regulations in regards to COVID and what we can offer and where we can put people. But as we get into the warmer weather, we're moving more outside. And as vaccination rates increase, as they have been doing here in Bloomington, we're really optimistic that the future is quite bright indeed.
And looking ahead, what kind of events are you planning on? I think it's a big time for the Sinkhole right now. Looking at you opened March of last year. So looking at your 1 year anniversary, what events do you have planned coming up in the near future?
You know, we've got some cool stuff going on. So we do a socially distanced live music segment. We call it the Saturday Serenade every Saturday at the Sinkhole. We've been doing that for a while now. And as we warm up, we'll be moving that outdoors as well. So people can still hear live music on a weekly basis here in Bloomington. We also host Trivia with Skip every Tuesday. Shout out to Skip. Thanks, buddy. And on a bigger scale, we're looking forward to our anniversary party on Saturday, March 27th. So we'll have King B and the Stingers out to play. We'll also have local musician Will Scott, a fantastic blues man, out Saturday as well. We'll have food from Chef Abel of Cardinal Spirits. Good food, good beer, live music to celebrate our 1 year success story here of maintaining throughout the pandemic.
McKinley, tell us a little bit more about this event. You said it's March 27th, is that right?
That's right. So it's Saturday. We're looking at opening the doors, kicking off at noon that Saturday, and we'll be rocking and rolling until about midnight that night. So it's an all-day affair, family friendly. So kids of all ages are welcome to come out and partake. We'll have beer and food and music, and it's all free of cover charge.
What time can folks expect the music to begin?
Absolutely, Skip. So we've got Will Scott kicking music off for us at 4 p.m. and King B and the Stingers will be rocking the house until 10 p.m. or later.
All right. Now, King B and the Stingers, I just heard that they've been doing some work on their next studio album. So hopefully we'll hear some brand new music from them. They are absolutely fantastic. Good score, by the way, bringing both of those guys out there. And it will be good to see some live music again here in Bloomington in an outdoor setting. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. Before we get going, we've got a couple minutes here. Go ahead and let the folks know that maybe haven't stopped by the Sinkhole before. Tell them exactly what you're all about and pitch to them why they should check out what you have to offer over on the south side of Bloomington.
Yeah, so what we offer here at the Sinkhole is a little bit different than you're going to get at most other bars. We're very atypical in that way. So you're not going to find a Bud Light on draft or anywhere else here at the Sinkhole. We only have beer, so no wine or liquor sales. But the beer that we bring in is very intentionally independent craft beer. So beer that is not going to be brewed from any of the large conglomerates or corporate breweries. So I very specifically shy away from those folks, not because they make bad beer, but because I want to make a point to support the independent craft beer. So you're going to find something that's going to fit your palate every time, but it's always going to be changing too. So I have 12 draft lines that we rotate very, very regularly. If you come in and you find something that you love, stay until you drink as much of it as you want, because chances are the next time you come in, it's going to be gone. So we offer 12 draft lines. Like I said, I also maintain a stock of probably 40 or 50 very unique cans and bottles, anywhere from the sour style ales to lagers and pilsners, IPAs, stouts, fruited Berliners. I mean, just all sorts of crazy and wild beers. And we rotate through all of them very, very regularly. So the idea here is to come in and just enjoy the experience of being able to try something new and find something fun to drink.
Right now, what is the best way that folks can learn more about what you guys have to offer? Do you have a website, Facebook?
Well, the best way is to just come sit your butt in a seat and enjoy the ride. But you can also find us on Facebook at the Sinkhole Beer Bar, or on Instagram at the same handle, at Sinkhole Beer Bar.
I highly recommend that folks check out the Sinkhole, and you have your big year anniversary coming up on Saturday the 27th. Beer and food all day long. Music starts at 4 p.m. and goes well until 10 p.m. or later. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right.
All right. Check out the Sinkhole. We appreciate you joining us, McKinley. Thanks again. Hopefully you won't be a stranger.
Yeah, Julia Skip, thanks so much for having me.
We would also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And of course, Jen Christie for providing music throughout the month of March. You can check out our daily news and sports headlines by finding us on the web, bloomingtonnews.online. On behalf of Julie and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday evening as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.